From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pledging an unprecedented response to a historic oil spill.
This is an assault on our shores, and we're going to fight back with everything that we've got.
The president speaking at Pensacola's Naval Air Technical Training Center moments ago. Florida is the last stop of his repeat tour of oil-tainted Gulf Coast communities following visits to Alabama and Mississippi. On Capitol Hill today, big oil executives face the heat, BP America President Lamar McKay bearing the brunt of it. House panel chairman Edward Markey accused oil companies and government regulators of assuming there was little chance of an undersea disaster like that of the BP spill.
When you believe that there is zero chance of a disaster happening, you do zero disaster planning.
Senate leaders want BP to make a $20 billion initial deposit into a fund to pay liability claims. A contentious Senate hearing on Afghanistan ended abruptly today when the key witness, General David Petraeus, collapsed in his seat as he was being questioned. NPR's David Wellna has more.
General Petraeus earlier assured senators on the Armed Services Committee that progress was being made by U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Arizona Republican John McCain did not sound convinced.
I think you are one of America's great heroes, but I continue to worry a great deal about the message we are sending in the region about whether we're actually going to stay or not, and whether we're going to do what's necessary to succeed rather than set an arbitrary timeline. And the best way to...
Petraeus had suddenly slumped forward at the witness table. He was helped out of the hearing room on his feet. His spokesman says it appears the general fainted. The rest of the hearing was postponed until tomorrow. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
More storms are expected across the Midwest today after record rains brought flash floods to Oklahoma. As NPR's Kathy Lohr tells us, the heat has descended upon the South.
Flood warnings are still in effect for parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa. A state of emergency has been declared in 59 Oklahoma counties after as much as 10 inches of rain fell in some areas in just a few hours. And a heat advisory is in effect for parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say the combination of heat and high humidity will create heat indexes of up to 110 degrees in some areas. They warn hot and muggy conditions will remain in place for several more days. The sweltering heat is also a factor for crews working furiously to clean up oil-tainted beaches. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
U.S. stocks still gaining ground at last check. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 125 points at 10,316. NASDAQ up about 40 at 2,283. This is NPR News. Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron is apologizing on behalf of his country for Bloody Sunday, one of the darkest days in Northern Ireland's history. That's when soldiers confronted crowds of unarmed Catholic demonstrators in Londonderry, killing 13 people. In a statement to the British House of Commons today, Cameron said a 12-year investigation into the killings left no doubt that the confrontation was, quote, unjustified and unjustifiable. To that, a crowd watching from Londonderry burst into cheers. Testing for the genetic material of HIV helps to detect infection earlier than antibody tests. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, a study finds a test may be more practical among high-risk groups.
In the earliest stages of an infection with HIV, blood tests for antibodies may not detect the infection. A test that looks for evidence of the virus itself, called NAT, may allow doctors to make the diagnosis several days earlier. In a study conducted by the University of California, San Diego Medical School, 3,000 patients came to a community-based center for routine HIV tests. 79 tested HIV positive. Researchers retested all the negative results using NAT and found 15 additional HIV patients. Researchers say this approach should not be used in all testing programs and is more appropriate when testing high-risk clients. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The Red Cross is reporting several hundred people killed in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan since rioting started last Thursday. The southern part of the impoverished nation has been overwhelmed by days of protests targeting minority Uzbeks. This is NPR.